Recorded Books presents a Griot audio production, Family Ties by Ernest Hill. This unabridged recording is narrated by Corey Jackson. This book is copyrighted 2010 by Ernest Hill. This recording is copyrighted 2010 by Recorded Books, producer and publisher of Griot Audio, celebrating the best in contemporary African-American fiction and nonfiction. And now, Family Ties.
Chapter 1. I stood before the window watching large torrents of rain fall from the eave of the roof, but my mind formed no lasting image of the rain. Instead, the sound of the rain cast a strange spell upon me, a spell that cautioned me to fully contemplate what had just happened. And as I did, fresh tears formed in the corners of my eyes, and I mourned from a place deep within my soul, and as I mourned, I felt rise in me a rage that echoed the voice that told me to leave this place and to forget these people and to begin life anew in a town where I was not known, a town hundreds of miles from Lake Providence, Louisiana. I turned from the window and removed the tiny suitcase from the closet. I pulled open the dresser drawer, and I was about to remove my clothes when footsteps in the corridor made me turn and look. Behind me, in the shadows of the hallway, I saw the dim form of a heavyset woman. It was Mr. Henry's sister, the one we called Miss Big Sis. She eased forward, and I could see that she was still wearing the long black dress and wide brim hat she had worn at the funeral. She made it to the doorway, then stopped. She looked at me. Our eyes met. Are you all right?